Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Psychic Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Welcome to our show, everybody. We're so glad to have you here. And today we're going to be discussing, I think, dream interpretation. We had some other subject matter plans, but I think we're going to do that on Wednesday. And we're going to get into the aspect of dreams. And, of course, we've talked about dreams many times on the show, but there's always something new we can bring to the discussion, so hopefully it'll be a stimulating topic. And we invite our callers to not only ask personal questions, but to participate in our discussion. It's always nice to hear your comments about our 15 to 20 minute session we have discussing various psychic topics. So we do get to our callers, for those of you who have not called our show before, at about 20 minutes into the show. So sit tight, everybody. We will get to your calls. We would love it if you connected with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You may follow us by clicking on the follow button under our profile name, the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. You may like us on our fan page. It's Neil Baker Psychic. And you can also connect with our Facebook page, which is the friend requesting account, and you can find that page via the Facebook page that's linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And for those of you who would like a further discussion with Neil after the show, 562-596-7818 is his phone number. But Neil,
yes,
we are talking about dreams, all different kinds of dreams, of course.
Yeah, you know, I get a lot of clients that call me up and want to have their dreams interpreted, and for good reason. The dream world is basically a world where you can either have a psychological dream, and in that regard, you can just have a dream within your just sleeping brain. You're just having a dream. Your brain, it's like a brain leak. You're having a narrative in your sleep, and it's just centered in your body. Or oftentimes we leave our bodies at night by way of the silver cord. Our astral bodies go out into the astral realm, and from there the astral body can travel into the past, the present, or the future. The astral body can travel into different dimensions. The astral body can travel into a higher realm where there are classrooms on a soul level, and even on a spiritual level where you can get divine information. On a soul level, you can get information all about things in the earth, the planet. You can get information about your karma, your past life. You can get information about what's currently going on. And what happens, and why you need to have a dream interpretation, is because a lot of times when the astral body sends a message back to the sleeping body, you got to kind of figure it's like an astronaut sending a message back to the mother ship, which is you sleeping in bed. It's hard for us to conceptualize what's going on in the astral realm, so we'll convert it into a symbolic picture or an analogy of some kind. So moving through a tunnel may be moving through a time portal or something like that. dealing with, you know, like you're flying in an airplane is really your astral body flying and perhaps through different dimensions. And so we relate it on a more of a physical level to what's going on so we can comprehend the real activity, and then you have dream interpreters who can tell you exactly what's going on, who you're speaking to, and what the issue at large is. I had a client who was talking about doing her laundry and getting her laundry clean, and that's about cleaning up her karma, for instance, that kind of thing. So anyways, dream interpretation. And oftentimes in the dream world, if any of you ever have ever found yourself seated in a classroom or in a room with a lot of people you quite don't recognize, a lot of us have those kind of dreams. Those are actually spirit guides. They could be other sleeping people who are sleeping, who are meeting up in the same classroom on the astral plane, people you don't even know. They could be old tribal members. So there, sometimes when we have dreams where we see faces, we don't quite recognize them. That's that happens to be. And if we have a dream where we meet our guide, and then we have a dream like we're being driven in a taxi or someone is taking us someplace and they're holding our hand, we quite don't know who they are, that's your guide. And we have different guides. We have our main guide, but then we have our dream interpretation world guide and different guides. We have a past life guide. There are guides that take us into different elements of time, and it's not typically always the same one guide that does that, even though we do have one specific main guide in our life.
Can you have psychological dreams intermixed with an astral dream? I mean, I've noticed when I have dreams, oftentimes there'll be psychological elements and what I think are astral elements as far as what I've been...
I'm glad you brought that up. That's what happened this morning in my with a client. She had a psychological dream.
Maybe this was a psychic hit on my part.
She had a psychological dream that was basically occurring in the astral realm. So a good interpreter can tell you whether the dream world is occurring in just your psychological brain, you're just having a dream, or if you're actually in the astral plane. And when you're in the astral plane and your brain is trying to make a transition to interpret the information, then that's when the sleeping person incorporates all this psychology into it.
Right.
And we have to remember, we still have our brains. Our brains do not follow us into the astral realm. Our consciousness. A cosmic consciousness follows us into the astral realm, but not particularly brain consciousness. The brain consciousness can be triggered by associations. So if you're cleaning up your karma, it may be that you're cleaning your clothes, or you're cleaning an instrument of some kind. That could have a psychological symbolism in it, thereby you're mixing in the astral realm with the psychological realm.
Okay, so let me ask about karmic dreams, because sometimes elements of karma will come up in dreams, and it's not necessarily about like washing that karma away, but it's being immersed in the karma. But is that part of clearing karmic elements, Neil, or does it depend on the situation in the dream?
Well, being on the planet is the process of cleaning karma.
Right.
It's a process of, as soon as we're on the planet, it's karma. And, and it's while we're moving through the planet, it's karma. And so the issue is, how long do we work with a particular karma? At what point do we clear it and transcend it? So if you're, for instance, having a dream like you're drowning.
Right.
People will say, well, you know, am I going to drown? Is that a dream that I have to be afraid of? Maybe, but that could be the overwhelming factor of karma.
I'm actually talking more specifically about darker karmic elements in someone's life that returns in a dream. And so they repeat certain aspects in the dream state of that past darkness.
Yeah.
Is that clearing? Or is that revisiting?
Revisiting. You're not clearing it. When you've cleared the karma,
you don't dream about it.
You don't typically dream about it unless it's coming back as a reminder.
Hmm.
A reminder that you're slipping back. But you don't, when you've cleared a karma, you're cleared of it. It doesn't haunt you anymore. Unless, like I said, it's alluding to something that
right, but
for a purpose.
Can't that be part of the process of clearing karma?
Well, it is the process of, we're in the process of clearing karma.
Right.
We're always in the process. So, yes, we're always in the process of clearing karma, even if we're stuck in it. But
can't that be layers being peeled off?
It can be layers being peeled off, but if we perpetuate our karma and repeat it habitually, if we can't get through it, that's not processing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's being neurotically inclined to be stuck in karma. So there's a difference of moving forward through karma and having to go through certain layers so it keeps reappearing and reappearing. That's different from being stuck in karma because you're not really moving forward.
No,
you're just like a washing machine that's lost the next cycle.
No, I'm asking about the prior, peeling off the layers of karma. Now, what about this? What about a dream that has karmic and transcendent elements within it?
Well,
so maybe past circumstances appear in the dream, but there's also transcendent elements or symbols such as numbers or spirits. That show a higher movement.
Karma and transcendence are strange bedfellows because transcendence cannot really appear until karma is wiped clean. The baby can't come out of the womb until it's gone through its 9 months. The transcendence can't occur until it's gone through its proper inception and development and clearance. So they kind of work hand in hand. The only difference is that, typically speaking, once karma is cleared, transcendence is done with it. The transcendent human being is done with it. It's done with. While you're in karma, you may not be able to see your transcendence. A lot of people will see, I can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know what I'm doing. What is my purpose? Why am I down here? My future looks real dark. Those are people who are stuck in karma.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can be working through karma and still come out with that same refrain. You can still come up with that same statement and not really be stuck. You're just working through it. When I'm working with someone, I can either say, you know, you're stuck. You're really stuck. Or I would say, you know what, don't worry. Just keep going forward. You're getting through your karma. It's like a long tunnel. You think forever you're in the same dark space, but you're actually, as you move forward, you're clearing the tunnel and getting into the light, as opposed to spinning your wheels. You're moving, the wheels are moving, but you're not going anywhere. That's being stuck in karma. Very simple analogy. So you can have the combination of the two at any given point in time. The only time that karma could return in a transcendent state is if somebody calls, typically, backslides. They fall back. Now, that could be produced by the intensity of the karma itself that can come out for a little season and challenge a human being once again, tempt a human being, or it could be that the person is sabotaging their transcendence and deliberately turning around and retreating, cowardly retreating from transcending and falling back into a zone of base human primitive energy.
But if someone's in an astral state and they're having psychological elements in that astral state come into the dream, I mean, we can say that they're actually on a higher path of discovery in that astral state, but some of those elements of karma can come into that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
Well, that's where it gets very intriguing and interesting. And when we get into the deep study of the psyche in terms of transcendence and karma, and we look at the two elements, we get kind of into the theory of existentialism, where we're kind of locked between the worlds of karma and transcendence. They're both kind of blending, and we're sort of in an ambiguous state of consciousness. But ambiguity, to me, is exciting because it challenges itself to be unraveled. You find the meaning. That's what existentialism is that we create the meaning. God doesn't hand it down to us. We create the meaning and we create the reality as we live and breathe. That's one absolute form of existentialism amongst many. There's many branches of what the study of existentialism is, but it's basically the consciousness incorporating itself and making a meaning out of life. That's what it is. There's no destiny, there's no cosmic plan, but there is a sort of religious existentialism with Kierkegaard and people like that started to produce it and promote it. And there is a sort of moral existentialism, ethical existentialism, and then there's an existentialism of even nihilism. So there's different kind of branches in terms of how we interpret what is the relationship between karma and transcendence, how do they blend, how do they work together. It all depends on where your brain is going and what you promote to be a higher form of thinking, whether it's within your own brain or whether you give credence to something higher with a more direct ultimate design of life connected.
Okay, Neil. Well, we've got to stop because we've got some callers here, and never seems like there's enough time. But we want to make sure we get our callers in. So several of you in the queue, we do take callers in the order they are received. Everybody in the queue is getting a reading, so just please be patient. Callers, 203 area code, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Who's this?
Excuse me, I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What's your name? Who's this?
Yes, Todd.
Todd, hi, Todd. And your birth date?
June 28th, 1977.
We've spoken with you before, haven't we? 8/16/26. Have we? Or not?
About a year ago.
Yeah. Okay, what's going on?
I was just curious in terms of work and professional and
okay,
questions.
Work. Did he cut out for a moment? We missed part of your question, Todd.
Yes, I was just curious in terms of professional outlook.
It's professional. All right.
Well, you're about to make, Todd, you're about to make a change this June. There's going to be a change. Whether the change was within your original position and there's a change within that position, or whether you make a dramatic change outside of your immediate work situation is yet to be determined. But you're going to be shifting some work time after your birth date in June. You're going to be 48, right?
38.
38. Oh, you're going to be 38. I'm sorry, 38. So there's going to be a shift in that change right there. You had a change about 2 years ago at 36. And so your life goes in increments of four, Todd. And when you're 38, you're in the halfway mark of your master number every 4 years. You're divisible by 40. Which is going to be the biggest change of your life. So there's going to be a change. Now, when I'm around you, I start to get my own symbols, and one is a very strong element of green. Green has to do with heart, but it also has to do with, well, the plant world. I'm getting a lot of, I don't know what it is with you today. I know you said we talked a year ago, but right now I'm getting a strange, I'm thrown into a strange symbolic world. It looks like there's green mint. You know, the mint plant is green, and I'm getting this strange picture of green mint. Hmm. I don't know why I'm getting it. Sometimes I equate it with tea, or, you know, there's herbs and things like that, but herbal.
Could it be money?
Well, yeah, good for you. Yes, it could be money. It could be money. And now, thank you, because I like when people work with me. Yeah,
very
come
good.
To think of it, it could be money.
Especially in regard to the question he's asking.
Yeah, mint, green. Right now, Todd, if when you said that, I get my own vibes. I bounce off of people a little bit. There seems to be something coming up, now that you have said that, where there's a $2,000, it could be $20,000, but let's just say conservatively, a $2,000 increase somewhere. Now, it's not a huge amount, but at least it amounts to something on the increase, not decrease. Now, let's assume it's $20,000. So there seems to be something that gets associated with a 2000, we don't know how many O's are there, but there's something going on in that regard. Where are you right now, Todd, in any aspect of real estate? Do you own your own home? Are you renting? Are you interested in what are you doing with real estate, if anything?
I'm a real estate broker.
Oh, there you go.
And I don't know if we knew that, but Neil would certainly not remember that.
No, I wouldn't know that, Todd. Believe me. I mean, I've got to be honest, and if I knew that, I would say, you know, Todd, I remember that, but I don't. I can't.
He doesn't.
Kristen will vouch for me. I don't remember things a month ago, 2 weeks ago,
sometimes
I can't remember.
Sometimes he doesn't remember me. It's frightening.
I've called the police on her several times. But that, Todd, is the attitude of what I think is amounting to this real estate, because I'm getting real estate around you. And I'll be really honest with you. At first, when I said what's going on with real estate, and I was thinking about homes and do you own a home, do you have a home, my first actual thought was he's a real estate agent. But again, that's not based on we did talk at some point in the past, and we did have an actual conversation, but I don't remember that. Trust me. So this information comes in fresh. So there's something to do with real estate and an increase of property.
We've got to move on, Neil. Hopefully that helps, Todd. Thank you so much for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Okay. 414 is our next. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. What?
My name is Felicia, and I was born April 25th, 1969.
Happy birthday.
April 25th.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hey, Felicia, and where are you calling from?
Uh-huh. I'm in the area code is Wisconsin, but I live now. I did a transition in moving to Nashville, Tennessee, outskirts of Nashville because I'm in the suburbs in Laverne, Tennessee.
All right. Okay, and what's your question, Felicia?
Well, I have a great job I've been putting in. I work with kids. My whole thing is finance is really like a little crunched. I just moved here in February, and I'm paying son's tuition, and things is coming at me. Am I going to be able to work something out to get financially be straight with my son's college tuition and everything?
Okay.
So it's basically finances.
Finance. All right.
Finance. And you are 46 years old?
Yes, sir. Just turned 46.
Just turned 46. Your master number is 9 by way of 36. You had a change a year ago at 45, and you want to know about finances. The only thing, Alicia, I don't know we don't know what this means yet, but the first vibration has to do with $50,000. That's the first vibration I get. I don't know where it's from. It just landed on my table. I don't know what it means yet. Now, first of all, does $50,000 make any sense to you at all?
No.
Okay.
Maybe it's what she needs.
And let me get you need. Tell me again, what is it? Your son, hit it again.
Well, his tuition, his school tuition, but it's not $50,000. I only owe $1,400 for that.
$1,400, and is that for a year?
That's $1,400 that I owe, period. It will be for the each semester, but he's switching. He's in a private college, and we're switching colleges next, you know, when it comes back around in fall. But we only owe right now $1,400.
And what is it you're wanting to know?
Just to get out of financial debt that I am, because I have a good job, and I know I'm going to prosper because that's who I am. And I work with kids all the time with juvenile. I'm just trying to get out this little hole we're in during the transition of moving.
Yeah. Felicia, I mean, is $50,000, have you ever earned that?
No, I have not earned $50,000 before.
You've never earned $50,000 before you work. Have you ever been in debt?
Yeah, I have, but I don't remember it being totally $50,000, but I have been in debt before.
You've been in debt, but you don't know if it's $50,000. In your whole life,
yeah.
You've never had that much money anywhere?
No. I remember that, no.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know, Felicia. I'm considering that I want to see $50,000. I don't know where it is yet. But it's not leaving my table, and it doesn't belong to me. It's about you. So I don't know yet where it's coming from. I'm not sure yet. Is there anyone in your life with the letter G? I know it's a vague. I hate when people just come up with initials and here I'm just, it's pop out, but I mean, I don't care. Gloria, any G?
G, besides that, my stepbrother is Glenn, and that's my dad.
Oh, no.
My dad is J with a Jimmy.
No. I was going to ask, and I'm being really honest because I don't care what people think. I'm being honest. When I said Gloria, the male counterpart I was thinking of was Glenn. I was going to ask about, just trust me. So it's about Glenn. There's an element about Glenn that has to do with the $50,000. I don't know how to tie it in yet. I'm a good problem solver. I love mysteries. I don't know how to connect yet, but there's something about Glenn and $50,000. I don't know how to tie it in yet at this point, but believe me, $50,000 is significant in the future, and I don't know how Glenn plays a part. You said he's your what? Your brother? Your father?
No, my stepbrother. I know his birthday. I play numbers, and his birthday comes up May 11th. His birthday is coming up next month.
Stepbrother, Glenn. Well, but believe me, Glenn was the name I was going to ask
and you
about
play,
Glenn.
She's saying, what, you play his birthday in the lottery?
I play mines, and I said I could, I play it. That's the only reason why I could say I do the lottery every now and then, but I do play on my brother's, on different one of my family members' birthday when it comes up.
She's saying she plays. His birthday, and it's connecting to some money.
Yeah, it could be. What's his year of birth?
Oh, he's 67. He was born May 11th.
1967?
Yes.
He's a 30.
Oh, what is wrong with me?
He's a 33. He's a 33 to your 9, which becomes a 3. And it's divisible by 9. I would continue, you know, I'm not the type of psychic that tells people lottery. I didn't come to the planet to tell people how to win money in the lottery. That's not my purpose.
Uh-uh. Mm-hmm.
But I will say this, Felicia, for this reading, play the lottery.
That's really funny.
Play the lottery. You might get $50,000. Don't waste too much money on it. I don't, you know, do the dollar or whatever.
I do a dollar, $2. I just paid for my birthday, and I just haven't checked the numbers yet either, so I just take my time with it. It's no big deal.
You're connected to Glenn. Your first three numbers add up to 11, and he is born on the 11th. So there's something very significant about the energy. Continue to play around with his birthday numbers, and let's see what happens. But don't spend more than a dollar on a ticket.
I don't.
All right.
Okay.
Well, take
okay.
care. Short readings.
Thank
we
you,
have you're always welcome to call the show again, or you can contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818. Got a lot of callers, Neil. Wow. A lot of callers. We are,
all right, let's try to get through everybody.
The real funny thing is I was discussing this. I got my hair cut over the weekend. I was discussing this with my hair cutter. She said, well, about our show, and she was saying, wouldn't it be weird if he predicted the lottery? And I was laughing and saying, well, we get those questions, and generally they're not, you know, well-received, but this is an exception. It's funny that it would come up on the show after I talked about it. Okay. Anyway, 303 area code, good morning. We got to keep fairly short. Hey, 303.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who's Hi.
There? My name is Tessa.
How do you spell that, please?
It's T-E-S-S-A.
Tessa.
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 Tessa, yes.
Tessa.
It's very hard to hear you. It's garbled. What's your birthday, Tessa?
It's 5-3-82.
Okay. And your question and location, please. Location first question.
Just the past couple of years, I've been in a lot of like different relationships, and all of them end up kind of blowing up and not ending well. And I've had a lot of like close friends who were my friends for a really long time kind of go away, and I just feel like maybe there's some kind of lesson I should be learning or something that's going on.
Well,
I'm just wondering if.
Yeah, I'll tell you why you're having difficulty in relationships. I mean, you're 32, Tessa. You're compound.
Uh-huh.
You're a compounded person. Your karmic number is 28. That equals 10, and that equals 1. Your master number is 1, derived by a 10, and derived by a 28. 28 is your inverted year of 82. Now, look at your month A, 5 plus 3. That's an 8. That equates to the 8 in your year. The 8 in your year is a high number, but it's next to a 2, which is about sexual energy. That's your second chakra. And it's about sexual energy, relationships. And not only that, but the distance between 5 and 3 in your month and day is a 2, which equates to karma in relationships. Karma in So you have a strong energy field, and you are compounded in ones. People who are ones, basically 28-10-1, 37-10-1. By a big chunk of interpretation, a lot of those people are alone a lot in life. They're independent people, and if they are married, they have a very independent streak about them. And,
right.
And so that energy you have a. You have a mixture of being in relationships, but the karma will pull you out of them in order for you to find the essence of who you are. Now, in that relationship, you could tend to feel compromised because your identity may be swallowed up. Somebody may get too possessive. They stamp your style.
Cramp your style?
Stamp.
Oh.
No, cramp is one. Cramping is different than stamping.
Oh, I see. They're imprinting.
Yeah. And what they do is what she's got is she's got a karmic situation where individuals from a past life can move into her zone and overwhelm her, make her feel drowned. And then it becomes a convoluted fight, and we don't know who's starting what, and it breaks up. Does that make sense to you?
That's exactly what happens.
It's
yes.
because of karma. Now, there's a way to remove yourself from that karma, but that takes a concentrated effort of consciousness, knowing exactly what the topic is you're tackling, which would be karma and relationships, going more into depth and discussion about how you perceived and received that karma from a past life, removing the energy of that by simple spiritual obvious consciousness work, and then creating people in your relationship patterns that are not going to be karmic but more transcendent.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have
right.
a zone, Tessa, in your world. You have a channel that you could find in your book of life that has all the transcendent human beings that you can connect to on a love relationship that would not be karmically confusing. And so
okay.
You do have, but I feel you're still convoluted in and mixed up in that karmic world. You haven't transcended
mm-hmm.
it.
That's how I feel too, yes.
Well, there's, you know, it takes work, but this is a basic reading of generalizing what your premise is without really
solving the
issue
problem.
Yet. That takes a little bit more work, Tessa.
Okay.
Okay, Tessa. All right.
Thank you.
596-7818 is Neil's direct number. Yes, we cannot solve everything on a radio show, but it's a good platform to begin a discovery in your own life, I think. Sometimes it's a quicker prediction, but
sometimes it's even a lottery ticket.
That's what I'm saying. It's totally weird. Okay, 843. Good morning.
Hello?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Pooja.
P-U-J-A?
Yes.
Hi. Location and birth date, please, and a question.
Where I'm at now, right? Not birth location?
Where you're at now.
Okay. South Carolina. And my birth date is 6/26/1985. And my question is, I'm going through a huge revamp, a huge shift, kind of spiritually and career-wise, and just a lot of good things I feel and see coming. And so I wanted to know a little bit more about it, especially the spiritual portion of it. I feel like I'm releasing a lot, and the transcendence is definitely starting to come in.
Okay.
Well, you're like the other caller. You're a 10 equals 1, but you're composed of 37 equals 10 equals 1. And so it's the same master number, Pooja, but it's derived from a different kind of karma. It's a deeper, it's a longer karma. It's got its third and seventh chakra evaluations in it. You're very attuned to spiritual energy because of your past lives, the six factors for the third eye. You had actually two past lives of intensity in spiritual mysticism. In between that, you had an intense period of a life in between those two lifetimes where you gave birth to many children. You were basically just a native mother in a village, and you gave birth. But you were still of a spiritual teaching to those children. There were two past lives where you were actually more into the mystical, esoteric elements, metaphysical elements of time and space, and you had that. In this lifetime, you're meant to convey knowledge. Now, you're only 29. You had a major change last year. That's when your change would have started to occur. You're about to turn 30. Now, when you turn 30, you're going to go into a deep dream world, I believe. You're going to go into what I categorize going into the belly of the whale. You're going to go into the belly of your own consciousness, of your own feminism, of that whole mm-hmm. energy. You're going to be involved in elements of time and space in terms of the cosmos, the moon, the movements of your soul and spirit. You're going to be connected a lot to water. It's going to be a lot of water elements, a lot of dream-like water symbols in your dream world, in your real world. You're going to be surrounded by a lot of mystery. There's going to be a character that comes into your life, a man, and I'm going to call him the shadow because he there's a blackness about him, but not bad black, but a man that is here to illuminate your consciousness on a feminine level, meaning that sometimes women can have a feminine mystique, but sometimes a man can intensify, or a male energy can intensify that energy. And we're not just talking about male energies, but we're talking about female energies and past lives, and because every human being holds the male and female components throughout mm-hmm. lifetime. So that element is going to come in, and you're going to go to some kind of teaching seminar that's going to be coming up. So these are elements. I don't know. What was her question? I forgot what her question was.
She's just asking about her spiritual development. She's feeling that she's moving forward in that regard.
Oh, okay. So I'm on the topic. Does any of that make sense to you?
It did. I feel like I am being guided to teach, and there's some sort of transformation that's happening. I've had a East Indian guru really look after me and really kind of activate certain things in me at certain times. So I feel like there's a big activation coming from me, but maybe through him. And there's definitely, I just launched my healing work and my teaching work again. And I'm still open. I explore a lot of different things spiritually just to kind of help me kind of tap into who, you know, the core of who I am and what's going on. And I am expecting, like, the other half to show up any day now. So when you say dark, I just feel like it's someone a little bit more grounded or a little bit more yin and yang, you know?
Well, sure. And the shadow is you can't have a shadow without a physicality, because a shadow reflects something physical with mass and density.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about those things, and we seem to be on the same wavelength here of thought. So that's what's coming up for you. Just pay attention to watery energies, moon energies, and that kind of feminine mystique, the woman that runs with the wolves kind of literature thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Go into that. If you haven't read that book, I recommend you read it.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, Jeff. 562-596-7818, and everyone can join us right here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook as well. Those accounts are right here on our Blog Talk Radio profile. All right, 561 area code. Good morning. Five 561, are you there? Hello? Nope. Okay. That makes our job a little bit easier. 267.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? How you doing today, man?
I'm sorry?
How you doing?
How are you doing? Who's this?
My name's Alexander. How you doing this morning, man?
Hi, Alexander.
It's a blessing to be able to reach you, man.
Thank you.
I hear like a computer sound in the background. It's like water dropping, but I think it's a computer. Alexander, what's your birthday?
August 18th, 1980.
Okay. Okay. I know some people with that birth date, actually. Someone. 8, 9. What's your question, Alexander? Oh, where are you calling from?
Oh, Philadelphia.
Okay. What's your question for us today?
A general reading.
All right. I feel like we've talked to you before. Have we talked to you before? I mean, it's okay. I just want to determine.
I don't think so. It's possible.
My memory. Working properly. All right.
Okay. So a general reading, and you're 34. You're 34 years old?
Yes.
He's 35, right?
34.
But he's 35.
Yeah, he's eight. A 35-8. Well, you're a great number, Alexander. I mean, eights are...
And all those eights.
Yeah, you have a lot of eights, which basically your best world is to be a self-creator. You've got to stay in the self-creating, you've got to be self-employed, if you're ideally self-employed. And if you're not self-employed, then where you work, they have to give you a freedom of thought and creativity, because you're creative. Do you have any connection to the artistic world, music, writing, drama?
Yes.
Okay. So that, I don't recall having talked to you before.
He's
just giving you a reading.
But I'm just trying to remember.
But your element of artistic value in the world is acknowledged and validated by the guys that I'm speaking to. So you're meant to be, you're meant to go in through the world and be artistically expressed. That means self-creation. So you just don't copy somebody else's work and you know, replay it. You create your own talents. You have your own self-created energy. So that means that you promote yourself, you create things on your own. your own person. It doesn't mean that you can't be involved in a group atmosphere of artistic people, but it does mean that you've got to carry the main cord of talent. There's something about energy. So that, I think, is the most predominant thing that I'm getting in these. You know, these are kind of quick, rapid readings, and that's what I'm getting. You know, it feels like you might be addressing a lot of people in a performance state. I don't know if you would like to travel or perform or do something, but that's what I'm getting about you as we speak, Alexander.
Yeah, I'm depressed. Yeah, I don't know why I'm depressed, man. It's sort of that way a lot.
Depressed? You're saying you're depressed?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Depressed? Where do your talents lie, Alexander?
Writing.
So writing what? Poetry, novel, short story. What do you do?
Short stories.
Yeah, perfect. Well, you know what? I'm a writer too. We're both writers. I've gone through my depression modes. Sometimes writers, artistic people, it seems like we live in a world of emotion a lot of times, and we can't avoid that realm. If I were you, I mean, I don't have time to go into the depth of analyzing where your depression is and how to converse with you about it, but I would say that as a writer, incorporating the elements of your depression into your stories, where you can have these alter egos going on, would be important. Formalizing yourself into a writing group and reading to the group you're writing would be vastly beneficial to you. And, you know, this form of depression, I don't have time to go into it too deep, but to what content is it moving through your world? Are you isolating yourself? What are you doing with your depression?
I mean, I'm isolating myself. I've been with the past a lot. You know, I got robbed when I worked there by an employee back in the day. And it's awkward how it happened. It's really weird. And it haunts me to this day, man.
Yeah. Well, that's a karmic tribal assault on your energy. And the best I'll do is I'm going to put a blessing around you, Alexander, for a vitality of life, a protection of life. But you know, because our time is short, you know, you find somebody to talk to about your depression and get into it more in depth if you can, if that's possible, even if it's a friend or somebody you trust. But I would encourage you to keep writing and to try to find a writer's group.
Okay, Alexander, and you can always call our show again. Or contact Neil directly, 562-596-7818. We've got two callers left, 11 minutes, Neil, 770 and 515. So let's take 770 first. Hi.
Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina. Birth date and location, please.
Location is Georgia, and my birthday is January 8th, 1979.
Okay, what's your question?
My question is about my love life or anybody coming in.
All right. Love life.
35, 8, and 79.
She just turned 35, right?
You just turned 35?
Is that right?
I just turned 36.
36.
So you had a change a year ago, but there could have been a breakup, a sad breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a breakup? Yeah.
Yes, I had I was going through a separation.
She's going through a separation?
Yeah. Guess what I'm feeling with you, a sad breakup. So you're going through a separation, but it's to clear a karma, Regina.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, listen closely to me. Your master number is 8. You have an 8 in your day. Now, in your year, you have 7-9. See how the 8's missing? It's between the two numbers. And what you're doing is, because you're 36 years old and you've gone 1 year past your karma of 35, and one is the month you're born. One, you're about to enter. You're slowly entering a phase where you're going to be climbing gradually into a new flower. You're going to be probably having some new relationship in a year. Four months. So
okay.
We're looking at basically April, May, June, July, August. Wow, that's August. That's an eight. So if we're right on our timing and nothing gets confused according to the way you operate on the current level of life, we should get a relationship in August, and it will be promoting higher parts of your life. Why do I see a small child around you? Are you an aunt, or do you have a child? Where's this small child?
I have two kids, but my youngest is four.
Oh, four. So there's the four echoing in my mind about the 4 months. It's echoing back and becoming also the formation of the age of your child, because I felt a child around you. And did she mention children before? She didn't, right? So I'm getting the energy of a child around you, the four-year-old child. Basically, Regina, your future feels really bright to me. If the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Okay.
You have your children, and you have your struggles and tribulations, I'm sure. But we got some positioning of energy coming in, and because the readings are condensed, we got one more caller. I would say to you, that we've got to look, we have to approach this with August in mind, a change in August that promotes a well-being. It doesn't mean that you'll still be working through things. I'm not promising that you're going to be escaping every trial and tribulation, but there's going to be a shift in that regard. There's going to be something to do with staying with a family member about something. I'm getting something about that, and I'm getting something that looks like a farmhouse. I don't know what this area is in the remote area, but that's coming in too. But yet, these are things that have not focused yet. They're about to come.
Okay.
All right, Regina. Thanks for your
call.
Thank
you. Bye-bye.
All right. Last caller of the day, Neil, 515 area code. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
This is Jen from Iowa.
Hi, Jen.
Jen from Iowa.
Jen.
And your birth date is August 5th, 76.
Okay. And 1323. And what's your question?
I'm thinking about getting involved with a romantic interest, I guess you would say. And do you see it working out well?
Romantic? You're interested in someone romantically?
Yes.
You have this person's birth date?
Yes, May 24th, 67.
Okay. 6, 7, 11, 21.
Oh. It's your inverted year.
Mm-hmm.
9, 10, 11. 21, 31, 32, 34, 7.
Wow,
9, 7. So 9, 7. Well, this is a. This is a person you've known from a past life. That his also the content of the past life also involves some sense that once karma is resolved, the two of you can look at each other and renew your zones of energy and become a transcendent couple. So it's based on a past life. That's what's brought you two together. That means that there's some trouble that brings you two together. There's some trouble in the world. There's some trouble in one of your worlds. Someone's not comfortable about something in their own world. That energy combines between the two of you and becomes a shared karma. Once that issue, a lot of times people like this, they meet and one's going through a divorce or one's going through a job change or a living arrangement change. Once someone's in trouble, and then the other one becomes their partner and trying to help them through it. A lot of times people will just, once their issue is resolved, they part ways. Sometimes somebody gets hurt. What I'm suggesting is that once the karma is resolved between the two of you, what brought you together, it can move into an area where, wow, it blossoms into a whole new space. That's when people who meet and one's going through a divorce, it's over, and then they marry and they have children, that kind of thing. Well,
mm-hmm.
I'm saying that there's some kind of living arrangement where there's trouble right now. And is there trouble in your life or your partner's life or this potential other life?
With him, not that I know of. Me, I'm in the process of switching jobs.
Okay, so there's something, and I mentioned one of the
mm-hmm.
Be a job change. So when you're switching jobs, were you having trouble at one of the jobs before?
My current one is a pretty toxic environment.
Yeah. So that toxic environment, now that energy, Jen, have you shared this information with this person?
He knows. He works there as well.
Yeah, you see, that's where the karma is. So you two share a karma at the job level of energy that I was describing before you mentioned this to me, and that
mm-hmm.
becomes a karmic element. Now, once you clear that and you go to your new job, the two of you can transcend together into something that is quite nice. And there's a lot of promise in there for the two of you to go into that world. So it's a promising premise, short of a guarantee, but the promising premise at least says it's not just strictly a karmic relationship.
Okay.
Okay?
Good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jen. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're at the end of the show, Neil.
We're at the end of the show.
Well.
Okay.
So we thank everybody for joining us, and we will be back on the air at our regular time on Wednesday, I believe, unless we're going to change to 9:30. It's actually kind of nice to be on the air a little earlier.
And we always tell us to what? Like us on?
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.